This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After Ibn al-Qayyim talked about the purpose of the test, where he says that the test is not to destroy you or me, but rather the test is to test our patience and our servitude. He then moves on to servitude. As we talked about the pillars of patience, he moves on to servitude. And he says, Rahimullah ta'ala, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى الْعَبْدِ عُبُودِيَّةٍ فِي الضَّرَّاءِ كَمَا لَهُ عَلَيْهِ عُبُودِيَّةٌ فِي السَّرَّاءِ. He says, for verily, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the servant is servitude in times of ease and of times of hardship. And this is important because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with something, there is always an option for you to serve Him and to be good to yourself by worshiping Him. And remember, worshiping Allah is the best way to take care of yourself. When you are in a time of hardship, you turn to Him. That is how you take care of your soul, your contentment with what Allah has predestined. And as a matter of fact, that contentment can bring forth a level of increase in action to therefore be servitude, to where you are serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not serving something else, serving your emotion, serving that which can take you away from the remembrance of your purpose of life, which is God and His actions, and being pleased to the best of your ability with those actions. So here when he says that, for verily for Allah, upon the servant is servitude in different situations, particularly in times of hardship and in times of ease. And then he says, وَلَهُ عَلَيْهِ عُبُودِيَةٌ فِيمَا يَكْرَهُ كَمَا لَهُ عُبُودِيَةٌ فِيمَا يُحِبُ. And for him is servitude upon things that he dislikes, to where upon things that he loves. And he goes in further. He gives examples later. He says, وَأَكْثَرُ الْخَلْقِ يُعْطَوْنَ الْعُبُودِيَةَ فِيمَا يُحِبُّونَ. And he said, and most of mankind is given servitude, or gives servitude, worships Allah in that which they love. And this is deep, because Ibn al-Qayyim is really digging deep inside of our hearts and really wanting us to have that self-reflection. When you worship Allah, is it only in things that you love, but things that you dislike, you're very lenient, lackadaisical in its performance, or you don't perform it at all? Ibn al-Qayyim goes on to say, وَشَّأْنُ فِي إِعْطَاءِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ فِي الْمَكَارِهِ. And he said, and the real situation, وَشَّأْنُ, the important situation, or the affair, the real affair, is giving servitude in the things that you dislike. And I don't want to say dislike to where we as Muslims may understand. You don't want to say to yourself, okay, there's certain things that Allah has obliged me that I dislike. But it's certain things that you do not prefer to do. So let's say making Salat al-Witr, you know, you don't prefer to do it. It's something that if you're with a group of people, you do it. Or it's something that if someone reminded you to, you don't want to be reminded about it. Fasting, Mondays and Thursdays, you know, fasting the month of Ramadan, the first week of Ramadan. He says, وَشَّأْنُ فِي إِعْطَاءِ الْعِبَادَاتِ فِيمَا فِي الْمَكَارِ. And then he said, فَبِهِ تَفَاوَتَتْ مَرَاتِبُ الْعِبَادِ وَبِحَسَبِهِ كَانَتْ مَنَازِلُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Ibn al-Qayyim touches on something here, and it's so deep, because it's important for you as a Muslim to look at the things that you are negligent of, whether it's in its consistency or its intensity or its initiation. So when we talk about initiation, praying Salat al-Witr, for example, you know, Imam Ahmed, he said, whoever doesn't pray Salat al-Witr, فَهُوَ رَجُلٌ سُوءٌ, then this is an evil person. Not meaning that you are a sinner if you don't do it, but if you're looking for someone that's at a high maqam or a high level, rutbah, and you're looking for that person, particularly in his time, you know, for someone that is going to teach the people the religion, or someone that you can see has a level of allegiance to Allah and His deen, witr is definitely something that is on the top of the list when looking at, okay, outside of the five prayers, what other prayers do they offer? So when looking at the makarih, it's important for each and every individual to look at themselves and say, what are the things that I don't usually do? Salat al-Witr, initiating it. And then we talk about its consistency. How consistent are you in it? the Salat al-Sunan, the Rawatib, the extra prayers after the obligatory prayers. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would offer extra prayers. You call them the Sunnah prayers after the obligatory prayers. And even within that, depending on the school of thought, that witr would be the most important outside of the five. And then you have your tahajjud, and then you have the salawat al-rawatib. So, in any case, just starting with the salah, the chapter of life of salah, how many of those, what types of those are we offering outside of the obligatory prayers? And the last part is the level of intensity. You may be initiating, you may be consistent, but how intense is your sincerity? And this is important for people that are consistent on witr. They grew up doing it. And they offer witr after every Isha immediately. You know, the masjid that I grew up in, that I learned how to read Quran, mashallah, they were the Ahnaf. You know, they offered Salat al-Witr every single Isha. But that's not to say that they were sincere in each prayer. Allah only knows that. So every act that you're consistent in, are you sincere within it, right? But when we're talking about the makarih, those things that you do not usually do or do not lean towards doing. Because makarih, yakrah, comes from dislike or to hate. So the actions that you prefer not to do, those actions you initiate can raise your levels in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Qayyim says here, فَبِهِ يعني في إعطاء العبودية, in giving the servitude and the things that you do not like to do, تَفَاوَتَتْ مَرَاتِبُ الْعِبَادِ تَفَاوَتَتْ مَرَاتِبُ الْعِبَادِ, that the ranks of these servants is dependent on this. And this is deep, because when we look at all the things that we do from the obligatory acts, khalas, we do them. But what about the extraordinary, the ones that are supererogatory, or the ones that are recommended? Then he gives examples. He says, فَالْوُضُوءُ بِالْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ فِي شِدَّةِ الْحَرِّ عُبُودِيَّ وَمُبَاشَرَةِ زَوْجَتِهِ الْحَسْنَاءَ الَّتِي يُحِبُّهَا عُبُودِيَّ. He says, and making wudu with cold water in the hot weather is servitude. And having relationships, you know, being with your wife that you love is servitude. So these are examples of that which you like or dislike. These are examples of things which you like. But then he goes on and he says here, وَالْوُضُوء بِالْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ فِي شِدَّةِ الْبَرْدِ عُبُودِيَّ, and making wudu in the cold is عُبُودِيَّ. So if I was to ask you right now, you prefer to make wudu with cold water in the cold or hot weather? In the hot weather would be much more refreshing. So you're getting wudu and it's refreshing. You're like, wow, this is, you know, somebody would say Islam, mashallah, is a great religion. I get to, you know, make wudu in the cold water and worship Allah based off of this washing. But what about in the hot weather? But what about the cold weather? Something that most likely generally you would not prefer to do. Some of us may wait till the hot water comes on. But when doing that, that is a level of ubudiyyah that Allah loves, because it is something that is not recommended. You would not want to do it. As he says, وَتَرْكُ الْمَعْصِيَةَ الَّتِي اشْتَدَّتْ دَوَاعِي نَفْسِهِ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ خَوْفٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ عُبُودِيَّ. And that is deep here. He gives another example. He says, and leaving off the sinful practices that it's the intensity of its call to your nafs without any fear from mankind is worship, right? So when you leave off something that everyone is doing and you don't care if what people say about it, you have no khawf, no fear from what they would say, that is servitude as well. When you're at work and you're amongst friends and you're at the restaurant and you tell them, I got to go pray because the prayer time is coming out, most likely they're going to look at you and they're like, what are you doing? But you're doing that. And if it was up to you, you would want to be alone and people not know, for example. That is ubudiyyah. And that is what will raise your ranks amongst the servants of Allah. So Ibn al-Qayyim here touches on this beautiful point after talking about patience, moving on to show that Allah will test you with your level of servitude. So after he tests you with patience, he'll test you with situations in your life that will test your servitude. But then Ibn al-Qayyim, with his fiqh of the religion, excludes the things that you like. He says, I'm not talking about the things that you like to do. I'm talking about the things that you would prefer not to do. And he gave those examples. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are continuous and consistent on servitude, And knowing that just as he tests us with the things that we may not anticipate, it is important for us to be patient, and with the things that are already there and present, that we serve him in a manner that he loves, even the things that we do not prefer to do, whether it's at time or place. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.